from Washington, this is VOA News. Ukrainian ship hit by rebel fire. Militants attack Somali government prison. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Pro-Russian separatists have fired on a Ukrainian border patrol ship in the Sea of Azov. A Ukrainian spokesman says artillery was used and that the ship was damaged. There's no information on casualties. A former separatist military commander calls this the Ukrainian government's first naval defeat. The Azov Sea borders the entire southeastern coast of Ukraine, where government forces have been fighting to seize back control from pro-Russian separatists. In an interview on government-run television Sunday, Russian President Vladimir Putin called for statehood for East Ukraine to protect the lawful interests of people in the region. The EU is calling for new sanctions if Moscow doesn't back off. British Prime Minister David Cameron.
We have to show real resolve, real resilience in demonstrating to Russia that if she carries on in this way, the relationship between Europe and Russia, Britain and Russia, America and Russia will be radically different in the future. They cannot go on in this way.
British Prime Minister David Cameron. The chairman of the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Robert Menendez, says the United States and EU should arm Ukraine's military to combat what he called a Russian invasion. An Islamist militia group in Libya says it's taking control of the residential annex of the vacated U.S. embassy in Tripoli a month after American diplomats fled to escape the violent clashes between rival militias in the Libyan capital. An umbrella group for Islamist militias called the Dawn of Libya says it's controlled the U.S. compound for a week, seizing it from a rival militia after weeks of fighting for control of Tripoli and its international airport. This is VOA News. At least 11 people are dead after Somali security forces repelled an attack on a prison housing al-Shabaab militants in Mogadishu. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack Sunday that targeted a prison run by Somalia's National Intelligence and Security Agency. Witnesses tell VOA that security forces killed all the attackers and no prisoners escaped. A boat carrying at least 100 sub-Saharan African migrants capsized off the Libyan coast. The Libyan Coast Guard says it found the damaged rubber boat about 50 kilometers east of Tripoli and about 15 kilometers offshore. The French news agency reports that 15 bodies were found floating in the sea, including two women and two children. The United Nations says all its Filipino peacekeepers besieged by Syrian rebels in the Golan Heights last week are now safe, but 44 Fijian peacekeepers are still missing. Philippine Military Chief General Gregorio Carapang says 40 of its peacekeepers engaged in a 7-hour firefight Saturday with Syrian insurgents but fled to safety overnight.
The armed forces of the Philippines and the United Nations will not compromise the safety and security of our troops while in their pursuit of their duties.
The Fijian peacekeepers remain in the custody of the Syrian insurgents in the same region. Syria's embattled President Bashar al-Assad sworn a new cabinet Sunday as his government continues to fight in a 3-year-old war with rebels seeking his ouster. Mr. Assad's election to a third 7-year term last June was dismissed as a farce by much of the international community and the opposition. It was held only in government-controlled territory. Israel says it shot down a drone that entered Israeli-controlled airspace over the Golan Heights from neighboring Syria. Syrian government troops have engaged in heavy fighting in the area, with the rebels seeking to overthrow the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Israel says it believes the drone belonged to the Syrian military and it strained accidentally into Israeli-controlled airspace. Iraqi officials say their forces broke through Sunday to the jihadist-besieged northern town of Amerli, where thousands of people have been trapped for over 2 months with dwindling food, water, and medical supplies. The United States conducted airstrikes Saturday against the Islamic State militants around Amerli and dropped humanitarian aid to those trapped in the town. And Pakistani opposition leader Imran Khan is vowing not to call off anti-government protests until Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif resigns. Khan urged supporters in Islamabad Sunday night to confront the police and show resolve against what he calls its illegal crackdown on peaceful demonstrators. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.